Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Bears versus the Panthers. And, you know, it's funny. People have poo-pooed this matchup. And I got to say, it's asinine. This game has real consequences to it because If the Bears can manage to win tonight, it only increases their ability to get the number one pick because that put the Panthers to 1-8. Meanwhile, the Bears are 2-7. So honestly, any which way you cut it, you're going to help your chances because if the Bears go to 2-8, that's probably as good as the Panthers going to 1-8. I guess if you're the Bears. Would you rather have the 3rd and 4th pick, or would you rather have the 1st and 8th pick? That feels kind of like what we're going here. I think you'd probably want to have the 1st pick, right? It's because it'd be the Panthers, so you'd actually win enough games to not have the 1st pick, but then have the 1st pick, and then you could try and auction that off for a king's ransom, or you could take one of these quarterbacks. How about you, Dustin?
The Bears are taking a quarterback, dude, right? I mean, they're going to go after Caleb Williams.
One of the quarterbacks. There's like three guys.
Okay. Caleb Williams, Drake May. Who's the other one?
J.J. McCarthy.
Forgot about him.
Yeah. Even if –
You think he could be a top pick?
Yes. Yeah. Because physically, like, it kind of goes back to, like, the Trubisky stuff where – the Trubisky stuff was really just a lack of experience in a pro-style offense as well. But, like, Mitchell Trubisky was a number one pick on the physical element of the game, his athleticism, the arm strength and that. And so, like, J.J. McCarthy has more experience. He's got more experience in probably a more pro-ready system, but he's, like, 6'5". He's, like, 230 pounds. He's athletic. He can run, like – I think that's kind of the best of both worlds between pocket quarterbacks and mobile quarterbacks is a guy that's that big.
Yeah, I mean, if you're big like that and you can move and you have accuracy, like you're going to play in the league. You have an opportunity at least.
Yeah.
To be a pretty high draft pick.
So as we get you ready for Thursday Night Football tonight, we did just have Albert Breer on, and you're going to want to listen. So my question was whether Kevin Stefanski would be a front runner for the Coach of the Year award. Because right now he's not in the top eight of odds from Vegas. And Albert kind of had an all-encompassing answer about end of the year awards based off something he's working on.
You know, I'm doing this poll. It's interesting. I have 39 ballots, and what's execs from across the league, pro directors, GMs, vice presidents of player personnel, assistant GMs, and Andrew Berry actually got a vote for executive of the year. And Myles Garrett, by the way, just to give you guys like a little tease, so everybody out there in Cleveland reads this tomorrow, Myles Garrett is runaway defensive player of the year. So, yeah, I mean, I think that there's like an element of it, like where it's like he has had a lot to navigate now. I think with both AB and with Kevin, like you do have to factor in, well, it was their choice to go get Deshaun. And so, like everything that's gone into Deshaun this year, that's on them too. But just as far as like being able to navigate a quarterback injury and navigate some of the rust that Deshaun's worked through, and, you know, even like just hiring Jim Schwartz, which I think might be the best assistant coach hire in all the league this offseason. They do deserve a lot of credit, those two. So I don't know if he's a Coach of the Year candidate. I'd still put, you know, your Dan Campbells, your John Harbaughs in front of him. You know, that's not to say that Kevin doesn't deserve credit for a lot of things he's done in keeping the team in contention as they've worked through the Deshaun thing over the last 2 months.
I think it's really interesting. You know, one of my observations coming into the year is it felt like there was more consensus praise for Myles Garrett outside of Cleveland than there was internally in Cleveland. And I thought that was really interesting because that's not usually our relationship with players. We tend to like players more than, you know, the exterior people do. And there's a lot of reasons why that is. I think this year's quieted that. But now I think it's interesting that, like, you know, even though he, even though Albert said, well, Stefanski didn't get necessarily a vote, he more pointed towards Andrew Berry. I think it's interesting that all of a sudden you're starting to hear that glow up happen for head coaches and GMs when just about every other week we take a call that Berry should be fired and or Kevin Stefanski should be fired.
It is funny because, like, Stefanski is a polarizing coach for a lot of people. You know, it's like 1 week people like him, 1 week they don't because of, like, a bad play call that, like, isn't executed properly. But I think he should be up for Coach of the Year, Nick.
Yeah.
The fact he's not even in the top eight is kind of silly to me.
Yeah, I think this is – I think that would change real quick. And listen, it's easy to say if you beat Baltimore on Sunday, it's going to change real quick. I'm just talking about, like, if you climb back in this division race, that's going to help. If you make a push to win the division, I think that's going to help. I think if you make the playoffs in and of itself, I think that probably ends with him being probably top five. Mm-hmm. But I think for Kevin to be, like, top three or even one of the two finalists, like the top two, I think you're going to have to get a couple. I hate saying this because this is mostly like a college thing, and I know we already did that with the 49ers game. He needs a couple prestige wins, signature wins down the stretch that get him kind of national notice. Like, this Baltimore game could be that. The Pittsburgh game could be that. Jacksonville might even be that game. But, like, I think you need a couple big wins, and I think you probably need – I mean, hell, you got D'Amico Ryans doing what he's doing, Dan Campbell doing what he's doing. I'd imagine for Kevin to be the coach of the year, you got to get upwards of 11 or 12 wins and have a decent chance to win or at least finish second in the division, right? That sound like a recipe for a chance for Kevin to be coach of the year?
Yes, yes. And, listen, the fact that they're 5-3 right now with all these backup quarterbacks and – The team, in terms of, like, the front office, they didn't do Kevin any favors this year. They didn't have a legitimate backup for Kevin to put in there, like a Brissett like he had last season, you know? And through his coaching, through his leadership, and through his play calling, they found a way to be 5-3. And I know people are like, oh, they should be 7-1 right now. They're two plays away. Stefanski blew it. Okay, you also could be, like, 2-6 right now.
216-474-0092. Who deserves the end of the season hardware more through eight games? Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski? Because this kind of harkens back to a convo I had. I can't remember if you were here when we did it, where I was kind of juggling the idea of who deserves more credit for the record mm-hmm. to this point. And I had kind of said, like, I think the one each guy has the glaring. Okay, I can pick apart your resume. Now, most people aren't going to pay attention to the 3rd-and-3 play. Most voters won't pay attention to the second and nine play against Pittsburgh week 2. But, like, those are the two real knocks on Kevin. We're just moments to not lose the game, and he kind of lost the game based off mm-hmm. your decision and the result of that decision. With Andrew, like, I probably would have given Andrew the lead in this conversation most of the season until about the fourth time he just didn't address.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the backup quarterback position. You know, and I just, like the Rams, the expectation for the Rams, that's not a good team. And they, with Matt Stafford being hurt and all this stuff, they went out and signed Carson Wentz. And, like, that's a team that, honestly, they could get away. There's no expectation there. This is a rebuilding year, so even if you make a playoff push, people are going to doubt whether it's actually worth the draft positioning, right? That's where LA is, and they chased a veteran quarterback and a better backup than they had. Whereas you're sitting here, and the only thing that could sink you right now is a backup quarterback, and you had an opportunity early on in the season. You had it after Deshaun showed up on the injury report. You had it after the DTR bad game. You had it after the bye, during the bye. You had it after P.J. Walker became, you know, P.J. Walker, Texas Ranger interception machine. You just had it during the entirety of the Deshaun saga. And for that, that's why, like, to me, it's almost like both resumes are so impressive because Andrew's built a great roster. And I think Kevin has either achieved what he should or overachieved in light of the injuries, but I ding Andrew just a little bit because of the backup quarterback, which could have been addressed seven times over by now.
If you had Joshua Dobbs on this roster and you didn't trade him away, I think there's a legitimate chance you're 7-1.
Yeah, or what if you just traded for him again at the deadline? Where,
yeah, no kidding.
Where he went for a pick swap and a lesser pick swap. You still would have turned 8 games of Josh Dobbs in Arizona from a 7th rounder to a 6th rounder, or what would it? It would have been a 5th or a 6th rounder and a 7th rounder. That's still a win. A win. Like, you would have turned a 6th and 7th rounder into a 5th and 7th rounder. That feels like a win if you had been able to do that. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I am. And I will say, man, like, I'm way more invested in Miles winning the Defensive Player of the Year than I think I've ever been at regular season hardware. Like, the LeBron MVP conversations never did it, because I knew, like, there were going to be years where LeBron was legitimately the best and he wasn't going to win because of his own ceiling or his own bar, right?
Right.
Like, the idea that Albert has canvassed league executives and Miles right now is the runaway favorite. Man, I just want it for him. I do. I want it for his legacy, because I think he's been unfairly penalized with his legacy to this point, and in the minds of some Browns fans, because the Browns have had a lack of success, or he's been dominant on some either average or bad defenses.
He's going to win it, by the way. You know that, right?
He just got to stay healthy. And I'm from Cleveland, man.
Knock on wood here.
You make me feel dangerous.
How many sacks does he have right now?
I think he's got 9.
I mean, dude can have 20-plus sacks.
I think if he gets to, like, 18, he's probably safe. But, again, that depends on what T.J. Watt and some of the other guys are doing there.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.